News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The wait for a new government in Maharashtra continues, with the BJP not staking claim and an aggressive Shiv Sena staying firm on its demand of rotating the chief minister's post between the allies for 2.5 years each. Sena President Uddhav Thackeray, who hasn't blinked in the protracted battle of nerves with its senior alliance partner, said the Amit Shah-led party should approach him only if it's ready to part with the chief minister's post. The BJP and the Sena are engaged in a bitter tug of war over the latter's demand for equal distribution of portfolios and sharing the chief minister's post. The former has rejected the Sena's demand to share the CM's post for 2.5 years each. The tenure of the present assembly ends tomorrow. The results of the October 21 assembly elections were declared on October 24, giving the alliance a combined seat strength of 161, way past the 145 majority mark in the 288-member house. In the polls, the BJP won 105 seats, the Sena 56, Sharad Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party 54, and the Congress 44. Thackeray on Thursday chaired an hour-long meeting of the Sena's new MLAs, during which the legislators reiterated that the equal sharing of posts and responsibilities formula agreed upon before the Lok Sabha polls should be implemented. The MLAs passed a resolution authorizing Thackeray to take a final decision on government formation in the state. Thackeray added that he does not intend to end the alliance with the BJP, but only wants implementation of what was agreed upon between the two parties before the Lok Sabha polls. After the meeting held at Thackeray's Bandra residence Matoshri, the legislators were shifted to Rang Sharada Hotel in suburban Bandra, close to the party chief's home, amid the ongoing uncertainty over government formation and fear of switching sides. It is necessary for all the MLAs to be together in the prevailing situation. Whatever decision Uddhavji takes will be binding on all of us, Sena MLA Sunil Prabhu said. Threats and blackmailing won't work now, said Sena MP Sanjay Raut, who has been the public face of the party's newfound belligerence over the last fortnight. We also have options, he said. Earlier on Thursday, senior leaders of Maharashtra BJP met Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai to discuss the legal aspects of the delay in forming the government. Those in attendance included state BJP Chief Chandrakant Patil and Ministers Sudhir Mungantiwar and Girish Mahajan. We discussed the legal aspects of the current situation with the governor. We will hold talks with our leaders and decide the next course of action, said Patil. Maharashtra Advocate General Ashutosh Kumbhakoni also met Koshyari amid talks of the latter stepping in to anoint a caretaker chief minister if nobody stakes claim to form the new government before the present assembly's term ends on Saturday. In Nagpur, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said, Devendra Fadnavis should head the new government as he has been elected head of state BJP legislature party. Gadkari also ruled out his assuming the state's top job, adding that RSS chief Mohan Bhagwat should not be linked to the government formation moves. Gadkari said the BJP and the Sena have got people's mandate to form the new government and very soon a decision will be taken. The BJP has won 105 seats. Obviously, the chief minister will be of the BJP. The party that has won more seats in assembly polls will have the chief minister's post, he said. And with Cyclone Bulbul over the Bay of Bengal set to intensify into a very severe cyclonic storm, triggering heavy rain in parts of Odisha and West Bengal, the two states are bracing for the situation. The Met Department said that the cyclone, situated 750 kilometers south of Kolkata on Thursday afternoon, is likely to intensify into a very severe cyclonic storm by today. The governments of the two states are taking measures to ensure that damage from the storm is contained, even as the center assured them of all assistance. The Weather Department said the system is likely to move initially north-northwestwards and then nearly northwards till November 9. It will then recurve northeastwards towards Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal, skirting Odisha, and cause heavy to very heavy rain in the coastal districts of North Odisha and West Bengal for 3 days from today. Taking note of the severity of the storm and possibility of damage to property and lives, the center has asked the West Bengal and Odisha governments to take all steps to deal with Bulbul and ensure there is minimum casualty and damage. The Weather Department predicted possible damage to thatched roofs, embankments and roads in the coastal districts of North Odisha and West Bengal. It advised people in affected areas to remain indoors and total suspension of fishing from today. At a high-level meeting in New Delhi, P.K. Mishra, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, also assured the states of all necessary central assistance. The meeting was convened in the wake of concern expressed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Top officials of Odisha, West Bengal and Union Territory of Andaman and Nicobar Islands attended the meeting through video conferencing. The Met Department said sea condition will be rough to very rough along and off Odisha and West Bengal coasts from today. In West Bengal, fishermen have been advised not to venture into the seas till the caution is lifted. District officials have been asked to keep a tab on the situation and prepare for any contingency, a government functionary said. The Weather Department has forecast sustained wind speed of 120 to 130 km per hour, with gusts of up to 140 km per hour, when the cyclone will be at its very severe from today, and then lessen to a severe cyclonic storm on November 9. Under its impact, heavy to very heavy rainfall, with extremely heavy rain at one or two places, is likely to occur in the coastal districts of North and South 24 Parganas on November 9 and 10, the Met said. It will also bring heavy rain in Kolkata East and West Midnapore, Howrah, Hooghly and Nadia district during the 2 days. In Bhubaneswar, Special Relief Commissioner P.K. Jena said, as per IMD predictions, coastal Odisha is likely to experience wind speed of 70 to 80 km per hour, gusting up to 90 km per hour today, accompanied by heavy to very heavy downpour. In view of the weather condition, all schools and Anganwadi centres will remain closed today and tomorrow in Puri, Jagat Singhpur and Kendrapara districts, an official said in the Odisha capital. Pakistan's Punjab police on Thursday deployed a 100-member strong special tourism police force for the security of the Indian pilgrims visiting the Kartarpur corridor on a daily basis from Saturday, when it will be opened by Prime Minister Imran Khan. The Pakistan Rangers will be responsible for the security of the corridor and the Punjab police will coordinate with it. Similarly, the Pakistan Rangers have increased the number of personnel deployed at the corridor for security reasons. Pakistan Army spokesman Major General Asif Ghafoor also said that no Indian pilgrims visiting Darbar Sahib through the corridor will be allowed to move an inch from the restricted area. Meanwhile, different departments of the Pakistan government held a meeting on Thursday to finalize arrangements for the historic opening of the corridor on Saturday afternoon. The Gurdwara Darbar Sahib was also cleaned on Thursday for the occasion. On Prime Minister Khan's statement about waiving the $20 service charge from Indian pilgrims using the corridor and passport condition, the Pakistan Foreign Office on Thursday clarified the government's position. Pakistan government has waived off three requirements for Sikh pilgrims coming to Kartarpur on Baba Guru Nanak's 550th birth anniversary, Foreign Office spokesperson Mohammad Faisal said. The Indian Sikh pilgrims will no longer have to carry their passports till 1 year. No registration is required 10 days prior to their arrival. The $20 service charge per pilgrim per visit on November 9 and 12 will also be waived, he added. Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is part of a jatha or delegation that will pay obeisance at the Gurdwara in Pakistan. And France's president warned fellow European countries on Thursday that NATO is dying because of American unpredictability under President Donald Trump, a view quickly rejected by Germany. In an interview with British weekly The Economist, Emmanuel Macron expressed doubt about US-led NATO's security maxim that an attack on one ally is an attack on all, which has underpinned transatlantic ties since the alliance's 1949 foundation. What we are currently experiencing is the brain death of NATO, Macron said. Asked whether he still believed in the Article 5 collective defense guarantee of NATO's treaty, Macron answered, "I don't know," although he said the United States would remain an ally. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in Leipzig ahead of the 30th anniversary on Saturday of the fall of the Berlin Wall, that is seen by many as NATO's crowning achievement through its four-decade-long role-blunting Soviet expansionism, said the alliance was perhaps one of the most important in all recorded history. Macron has said there is a lack of strategic coordination between European allies on the one hand and the United States and Turkey, with NATO's second-largest military on the other. While France has traditionally had an ambivalent role in NATO, taking no part in its strategic military planning from 1966 to 2009, despite being a founding member, Macron's comments a month before NATO's December 4 summit in London were unexpected. Right, everyone, that's all for today. But we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.